4. Effective forecasting, or the big wambasa. What you think you're going to get, and what you don't get when you get what you want. Daniel Gilbert, professor of psychology, Harvard University. Author, Stumbling on Happiness. Introduction by John Brockman. In 1968, I was sitting at the back of a seedy Sunset Strip nightclub in Hollywood, having a few drinks with a friend, an actor, who, in the blink of an eye, had unexpectedly become an overnight sensation. An actor's actor, highly regarded by his peers, he was now in the middle of the actor's dream fantasy, on the covers of national news magazines, women, acclaim, and work. Or was it an actor's nightmare? "The big wambasa," he said quietly. "What?" I asked. "The big what?" "It's the big wambasa, Johnny, what you think you're going to get and what you don't get when you get what you want." The big wambasa. Indeed, over the years I've thought a lot about this highly intuitive formulation, but it wasn't until I met Harvard psychologist Daniel Gilbert that I found out that the syndromes such as the big wambasa had become a legitimate subject of scientific inquiry, and at no less a place than Harvard's Social Cognition and Emotion Lab, which is bringing scientific rigor to the study of subjective experiences such as satisfaction and happiness. Gilbert is well known for his work on what he and his longtime collaborator Tim Wilson of the University of Virginia call affective forecasting, which is the ability to predict one's hedonic reactions to future events. He points out that many economists believe that affective forecasting errors are impediments to rational action and hence should be eliminated, just as we would all agree that illiteracy or innumeracy are bad things that deserve to be eradicated. But cognitive errors may be more like optical illusions than like illiteracy. The human visual system is susceptible to a variety of optical illusions. But if someone offered to surgically restructure your eyes and your visual cortex so that